The Purloining of Prince Oleomargarine, written by Mark Twain and Philip Stead, with illustrations by Aaron Stead, is a fairy tale first told by Twain to his daughters, never published, and recently found among his papers, but unfinished. It is finished cleverly here with a wink and a nod by Philip Stead, who brings Mark Twain along with him to a cabin in northern Michigan to collaborate. The hero of the story is a poor boy named Johnny, who lives alone with no family, no friends, and no food except one magic seed. When Johnny plants it and eats the flower that sprouts, he is given the ability to talk with the animals. Susie the skunk leads him to a lush and green world deep in the forest, where the animals prepare a banquet in his honor. Aaron Stead's soft, otherworldly pictures are totally captivating. The quiet picture of an ox daydreaming is memorable. The tangle of dragons adds to the visual fun when Johnny and the animals rescue the disagreeable prince. The two authors humorously argue about the plausibility of the plot throughout the book. Stead's storytelling is playful and full of irony. And there's more fun when Mark Twain goes looking for another cup of tea and never returns, leaving the fairy tale to Stead to finish. The Purloining of Prince Oleomargarine, written by Mark Twain and Philip Stead and illustrated by Aaron Stead, is a gorgeous book about friendship and community for ages 10 to 13. This is Sue Ann Martin for The Children's Bookshelf, a production of WCMU. More information about the series, including podcasts and activity questions, can be found at childrensbookshelf.org.